Okay, 2020, it's time for you to go now. Bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. It might be wishful thinking that when the clock rolls over to 2021, things will be magically different. Let's hope, right? Let's hope. We can only have hope for a new year, a brighter year, maybe less of the drama and the trauma that came with 2020. And it's been a while since I did a podcast or did a solo cast. And to be honest, there have been a lot of shifts happening, not only with this podcast, but with me, and a lot I want and need to share with you. So, where do I begin? So, have you ever felt like you have so much to say and you just want to blurt it all out? And that's how I feel. I'll try and make this as succinct as I can, as I have some big announcements and some really personal confessions that will give you some insight into what's going on and what's about to happen. Okay, I hope I can get through this. Okay, so 2020, as we all know, has been a doozy for all of us. It is truly the definition of culture changing. Is it all bad? Let's see. Outside our doors, racial unrest, a tumultuous and divisive election year, catastrophic wildfires and hurricanes, economic recession, a global pandemic, and missing the normalcy of seeing and hugging other humans. And the hits just keep on coming. Yet, I secretly find comfort that we're all kind of suffering through it together. It's been a great reckoning, and maybe it is like misery loves company, maybe a little bit, but an opportunity. It's given us an opportunity to connect with people like we've never have before, and also some more creative outlets, and people are far more likely to look and have some more time to explore things they may not have had the opportunity to do before. Have you felt that too? So inside my doors, a lot has changed too. And if you've been following me on this podcast, I've been dealing with a lot personally lately. My mom has been really sick. And as the mother of 6 kids and 12 grandchildren, she is the beating heart of our family. Growing up in a house in New Jersey with 9 people living it, 9, that's right, 9. Our home was loud, it was bustling, and I don't know how my mom held us or herself together. In fact, our home was so crazy that I once called the child abuse hotline on my brother because he was always beating up on me after school. And knife duels, we had knife duels with actual knives. And like, constant bickering. And even though it didn't seem like it growing up, at least among the kids, we did love each other deep down. And my mom's greatest wish was that her kids would grow up to love each other and to be good humans to others in the world. And somehow she got her wish. And now we're spending our time returning the love and care for her. So I've been spending as much time with her as I can and feeling really grateful that I can be with her now. In the meantime, so much is happening in the podcast world. Culture Changers will continue to live on, interviewing the most curious and interesting people breaking through conventional barriers and finding a new path. I still have a lot of unreleased episodes that I'll be releasing in the upcoming weeks, and pay special attention to some of the episodes right as the year begins. They'll be great to set you guys on a new path and what finding a new path may look like for you. But I may actually go down to biweekly episodes with even bigger guests as we move through 2021. My hope has always been to spark something in you with these fresh new ideas and to help you find your own path. Culture Changers has always been so exciting, and I'm thrilled to keep it going in the way that it was intended. But the big news is that I'm starting a second podcast. About a year ago, I started helping new podcasters build and launch their own shows through an interactive program I created called Press Play Podcast. I actually have a degree in broadcasting and just fell in love with all the aspects of podcasting. And I am no guru with technology, but I figured it out enough to get a killer podcast out into the world. And as it turns out, I kind of have a knack for helping people get their podcasts together in a way that just feels right. I don't know, maybe call it the podcast whisperer, I guess, but podcasting is such a soul-filling, exciting, and thrilling medium that I couldn't wait to share the thrill with others. You know when you discover something and you just want to shout it from the rooftops? That's how it feels for me. So I'm working with people who are trying to build their brand or even try something new and open new doors for themselves. It's so exciting. So I'm launching the new podcast called The Podcaster's Journey. It's pretty self-explanatory what it might be about, but it's serving the podcaster community. It is a real-time experiment on how to launch and grow a show. Isn't that cool? So every week, we will dive deep into the four parts of a successful podcast: demystifying the technology, creating bingeable and binge-worthy content, branding, marketing, and analytics, including monetization, and talking to the top 200 podcasters in the industry. And what I'm super excited about is that I get to try all the new things, all the new trends. People ask me all the time, is this a good microphone? Should I do video? What's the best remote recording software? Should I put my episodes on YouTube? How do I engage with listeners? Should I advertise? How do I grow my following on social media? I'll share what works, what doesn't work, and I'll be bringing on some of the top podcasters in the world and learn what led to their successes and share it with you. And hopefully help you fine-tune your own process and not waste time with some tactics that may not be worth it for you. Because this is a real-time experiment, I'm sharing everything, including my own analytics and growth markers. And just like any podcaster, I can learn from all the new technology and trends and pivot. And I have learned from Jeremy Enns, who is also another podcaster and a podcast coach, is that everything in podcasting is always a draft. I'm saying this out loud because I'm sure that there can be value in you hearing this, but it's really for me too. I'm nervous to launch this new show. What if nobody listens? What if it's a total flop? Or what if it ends up being the must-listen episode each week for podcasters looking to find their own edge? What if you listen and it gives you the message you needed to find the audience that's been waiting for you and kind of unlock some of those secrets? What if it's the go-to place to get the ideas you've been searching for? So I'm banking on the thrill of serving the podcaster community, and I'm going for it anyway. I'm actually working on some new courses and podcaster workshops in 2021 that will be available for you. So there is a lot going on, lot going on. And I hope you go to your favorite listening platform and subscribe right now to the Podcaster's Journey. It's launching in January. Say that 10 times fast. I just submitted it on all the podcast platforms. So it might be on Apple already. It might take a few days, but it definitely is on Spotify and on several other ones as well. But I also hope you'll join the community online on Facebook and Instagram at The Podcaster's Journey. I've got some freebies, and I'm about to open Press Play Podcast Course in just a few days. So please sign up at my blog at allisonhair.com. Everything is linked in the show notes. All right, so as we close up 2020 for good and put this year behind us, I'm reflecting back that 2020 was as terrible a year as it was beautiful. And both of those can coexist simultaneously, which is a revelation in itself, right? It can be good and bad all at the same time, but we survived. And we figured out, I believe, that we're all a lot stronger than we knew ourselves to be. There's a really big revelation there, I think. And I'm hopeful that 2021 brings us vaccinations and back to human contact. Right now, ways to invent our idea of human connection has been a marvel indeed. So I'm sending love to you and your loved ones as we pack up this godforsaken year and move the F on. I'm so grateful for you who have followed me through this year, through three different podcast names, two different listening platforms, and even a format shift. It's been a roller coaster, and I appreciate every single one of your ears and your attention. It has more value than I could even put into words, and I'm so grateful for you sticking with me on the journey. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year, and I'll see you next week.